the Eye of the Lion podcast, where the truth always wins.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let's go!
Hit it!
With your host, Kevin Castillo.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Eye of the Lion podcast with your host, Kevin Castillo, where we aim to transform the ordinary to become extraordinary in the workplace through inspiration, truth, and leadership. And best of all, where we are going to lead by example to help eliminate the toxic workplace one person at a time. Let's go ahead and dive in. I know that if you're like me, you value your time. I definitely appreciate you taking out the time of your day to spend with me. And I hope that this podcast episode can be of some sort of value. And if you do get value out of it, it would mean the world to me if you could share it with somebody to get the message out there to help someone get a better tomorrow. So I want to talk about something today that's been on my heart, been on my mind. I've seen it this past week. Title of it is Firing All Cylinders. What do I mean by firing on all cylinders? If you know me for a while, majority of all my career has been in automotive. So I'm using this topic as an example. If you have any source of transportation, like the majority of the people, whether it's motorcycle, car, truck, whatever it may be, van, it's got cylinders in it that if they're not running efficiently, that engine is not going to run properly. You may or may not get to your place of business, wherever it is that you're going, grocery store, whatever it may be. It's funny because we are living in a world that appears to be going towards an EV market, electric vehicle, Tesla, Rivian, even the major manufacturers, GM, Ford, Chrysler, Honda, Toyota, you name them, they are all working on going towards EV. I don't know if that's going to pan out or not. But either way, I'm old school, so I'm going to use this as an example. If one of the cylinders fails in your engine, that obviously that engine's not going to work properly, not going to run properly, you're going to run into all sorts of issues. And with that being said, if your team is not running effectively and efficiently, they are not running on all cylinders as they should, firing on all cylinders. And recently I had noticed that in a place of business, not going to mention the name, things were promised, was not delivered in the timely fashion. And throughout this process, customer is taken in due to an appointment. Customer is greeted. The vehicle is taken to the back. Was promised that this vehicle would be done at a certain time. And it was not done at a certain time. Contact the customer. They were okay with a little bit of a delay, but they needed their car back same day. Car was not delivered same day. Customer was upset. And why is this? Because the team was not firing on all cylinders. The somewhere in one of the cylinders, person, individual, teammate, whatever you may call it, they did not fulfill their obligation. They set a, I set the expectation. They fought, they promised that they would get it done. Did not happen. Was there a consequence? No, there was not a consequence. And I'm a big believer in team building. How can we build a better person, individual, build a better team? It's one thing to not deliver as promised, and it happens all the time. Mistakes are going to happen. But the thing is, what are you doing to correct that mistake to so it does not happen ever again? Many, many times throughout my career, I've seen that there's never any consequences for certain people. And it, frankly, kind of upsets me because at what point are they ever going to learn? When are they going to ever understand the big picture that we could lose this customer? We could lose this for the next couple of visits. We may lose that customer. They may come back. They may not, based off of that experience. If you know me really well, I am real big on providing a world-class experience, as in creating an experience so good and so overwhelming that they refuse to even think about going anywhere else because they were provided a world-class experience. So one of the biggest things that I want to talk about as well is, what are we doing to correct these problems? What are we doing? Are we going to, you know, continue to not let these individuals, teams, not suffer consequences? I'm not real big into bullying. I am acknowledging that there is a problem and figuring out what is a solution. And throughout my career, I've seen that these things happen time and time again, where the ball is dropped, people are not firing on all cylinders, and nothing is ever done. And my experience and what I would do is I'm real big into meetings. I noticed that a lot of teams throughout the place of businesses, they do not hold meetings. If they do, it's very rarely, if that. I'm real big into meetings. And why am I big into meetings? Because it helps you see where you were last week, last month, last quarter, whatever it may be, and you can acknowledge and see where you were, see where you need improvement, where it is that you want to go and what's holding you back and how are we going to get there. So I'm real big into meetings, and if you look at your favorite sports team, I can guarantee you for a fact, if they lose the game, they're going to be back at practice the next day, reviewing film, figuring out what went wrong, what can they do to improve on it. And I can guarantee you that if they won, they're still going to go back to practice, review film, because they are always trying to grow, and figuring out how to be a better version of themselves that next game, that next season, whatever it is that their goal is. I don't know. I've never been on a professional team or within a professional team's organization. So that's one thing. Hold meetings. Figure out where it is you are, where you want to go, what's holding you back, how are you going to get there. I'm a big believer in getting around the people that are where you want to be and figuring out how to get there, following their lead. And maybe meetings isn't a thing for you. What about a one-on-one, sitting the individual down, figuring out where they are, where they need to go, and how are you going to get them there? And it's one thing to talk about getting them where they want to go, but also being a person of encouragement, encouraging the growth, wanting them to step outside of their comfort zone, be willing to fail because that's how you're going to grow. Again, all the greats within the sports teams, they failed at some point and they kept going and going and going to get where they are today. I go back to Michael Jordan. He cut from his high school basketball team, went in his room and cried, and that was the end of it. And look where he is today. Although he's retired, I mean, his legacy lives on. I mean, his Air Jordans, people are just chasing after that newest Air Jordan. But you got to have that one-on-one. You got to have those meetings. And not only that, but I've seen places, organizations, businesses where they know that they want to be number one, but they don't set targets. If you don't have a target, how are you going to ever hit it? How are you ever going to know your progress? And some places, you know, they have targets, but they aren't being pushed very well to hit that target. 1 month goes by, they don't hit the target, their goal. Another month goes by, same thing. Nothing said, nothing's reviewed as to how are we going to hit that target. You got to be willing to hit that target. If you want to be number one, you got to have that target. You got to have those meetings. You got to have that one-on-one. You got to be a person of encouragement. If you're going to be a leader in whatever organization, or even if you're a coach, or even a dad or a mom, you're going to have to be a leader. You're going to have to lead by example. You can't just point fingers. You can't just say, do this, do that. You have to be willing to get out on the field as well. I want to thank you so much for taking this time, for tuning in. I hope you got some sort of value out of this. I hope that moving forward, you may see that you're not firing on all cylinders within your team, or maybe even within yourself. You're not willing, really giving it all. But you got to know where you want to go. And to get where you want to go, you got to be firing off cylinders. I love you guys from the bottom of my heart. Thank you again for taking the time out of your day. Again, share this with somebody that can take the value and apply it to their life to have a better tomorrow. And don't forget, I'm not sure if you're aware, but I am an author of a book called Supercharged Habits to Winning at Life. It is on Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, many others. If you can just Google it, again, it's Supercharged Habits to Winning at Life. By me, myself, Kevin Castillo. And it's basically a compilation of everything I've learned from people that have been mentors to me. And it's a real short book, like 50 pages. So there's really no excuses why you can't read the book. You can get it done in probably a matter of an hour, if less than that, or maybe 2 hours. I don't know if you're a slow reader, fast reader. I'm a mediocre reader. I don't mind admitting that. I can't read super fast and retain it. Nothing wrong with that. Everybody's different. So definitely share the episode, like and subscribe. Encourage other people to like and subscribe. And get it out there. Let's get the word out there. Let's start leading by example. I love you guys. Let's knock out this week. Take care.